Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough. Good morning, everyone. It's time for our Old Testament reading with Rabbi Kuhn. We'll be reading Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, chapters 7 and 8.
Okay, as the Abbot might say, 1 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 1. Now the sons of Issachar were Tola and Pua, Jashub and Shimron, 4. And the sons of Tola, Uzi and Raphaiah and Jeriel and Jamai and Jibsam and Shemuel, heads of their father's house, Tevit of Tola. They were valiant men of might in their generations, whose number was in the days of David 22,600. And the sons of Uzi, Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah, Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Isha, 5, all of them chief men. And with them, by their generations, after the house of their fathers, were bands of soldiers for war, 26,000 men, for they had many wives and sons. And their brethren, among all their families of Issachar, were valiant men of might, reckoned in all their genealogies 87,000. The sons of Benjamin, Bela and Becher and Jediel, 3. And the sons of Bela, Esbon and Uzi and Uziel and Jeremoth and Iri, 5. Heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogies 22,034. And the sons of Becher, Zemira, and Joash, and Eliezer, and Elioenai, and Omri, and Jeremoth, and Abiah, and Anatot, and Elamet. All these are the sons of Becher. And the number of them, after their genealogy by their generations, heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, was 2,200. The sons also of Jediel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jeush, and Benjamin, and Ehud, and Chenana, and Zetan, and Tharshish, and Abishaha. All these, the sons of Jediel, the heads of their fathers, mighty men of valor, for 17,200 soldiers, fit to go out for war and battle. Shupim also, and Hupim, the children of Ir, and Hushim, the sons of Aher. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, and Gunai, and Jezer, and Shalom, the sons of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh, Ashriel, whom she bare, but his concubine, the Aramites, bare Maker, the father of Gilead. And Maker took the wife, the sister of Hupim and Shupim, whose mother's name was Machah. And the name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters. And Machah, the wife of Maker, bare a son, and she called his name Peresh. And the name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rechem. And the sons of Ulam, Bidan. These were the sons of Gilead, the son of Maker, the son of Manasseh. And his sister, Hamuleket, bare Ishad, and Abiezer, and Mahala. The sons of Shemida were Ahian, and Shechem, and Lichi, and Eniam. And the sons of Ephraim, Shutela, and Bered his son, and Tehath his son, and Elada his son, and Tehath his son, and Zabad his son, and Shutela his son, and Ezer, and Eliad, whom the men of Gath that were born in that land slew, because they came down to take away their cattle. And Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brethren came to confront him. And when he went in to his wife, she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Beriah, because it went evil with his house. And his daughter was Sherah, who built Beth-horon, the Nether, and Upper, and Uzen-Serah. And Repha was his son, also Resheph, and Tela his son, and Tehan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Non his son, Jehoshua his son. And their possessions and habitations were Bethel and the towns thereof, and eastward Neran, and westward Giza, with the towns thereof, Shechem also and the towns thereof, unto Gaza and the towns thereof. And by the borders of the children of Manasseh, Bethshean and her towns, Tanakh and her towns, Megiddo and her towns, Dor and her towns, in these dwelt the children of Joseph, son of Israel. The sons of Asher, Imnah and Ishua and Ishuai and Beriah and Sarah, their sister. And the sons of Beriah, Heba and Melchiel, who is the father of Beelzebub. And Heba begat Japhlet and Shomer and Hotan and Shua, their sister. And the sons of Japhlet, Pesach and Bimhal and Eshbad. These are the children of Japhlet. And the sons of Shema, Ahi and Rolga and Jehubah and Aram. And the sons of his brother Helam, Zophah and Imnah and Shelish and Amal. The sons of Jopha, Shua and Hanepher and Shul and Berai and Imra, Biza and Hod and Shama and Shilsha and Itran and Bira. And the sons of Jeta, Jephunneh and Pispa and Ara. And the sons of Ula, Era and Haniel and Reziah. All these for the children of Asher, heads of their father's house, choice and mighty men of valor, chief of the princes. And the number throughout the genealogy of them that were apt to the war and to the battle was 26,000 men. Now Benjamin begat Bela his firstborn, Ashbel the second, and Ahar the third, Nohar the fourth, and Rapha the fifth, and the sons of Belavar, Adar and Gera and Abihud, and Abishua and Naaman and Ahoa and Gera and Shephufan and Huram. And these are the sons of Ehud. These are the heads of their fathers of the inhabitants of Geba, and they removed them to Manahat, and Naaman, and Ahiah, and Gera. He removed them, and begat Uzzah, and Ahihud. And Shaharaim begat children in the country of Moab, after he had sent them away, Hushim and Bara for his wives. And he begat Hodesh, his wife, Jobab, and Zibiah, and Misha, and Malcolm, and Jeuz, and Shachiah, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of the fathers. And Hushim begat Abitub, and Elpal. The sons of Elpal, Eba, and Misham, and Shamed, who built Ono and Lod, with the towns thereof. Beriah also, and Shema, who were heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Aijalon, who drove away the inhabitants of Gath. And Ahio, and Sheshek, and Jeremoth, and Zebediah, and Ered, and Ada, and Michael, and Ispah, and Johar, the sons of Beriah, and Zebediah, and Meshullam, and Hezekiah, and Heber, Ishmerai also, and Jezliah, and Jobab, the sons of Elpal, and Jakim, and Zikri, and Zabdi, and Elianai, and Ziltai, and Eliel, and Adaiah, and Beriah, and Shimrat, the sons of Shimhi, and Ishban, and Heba, and Eliel, and Abdon, and Zikri, and Hanan, and Hananiah, and Elam, and Antotijah, and Ephediah, and Penuel, the sons of Sheshek, and Shamsherai, and Shehariah, and Athaliah, and Jerusiah, and Eliah, and Zikri, the sons of Jeroham. These were the heads of the fathers by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. And at Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah, and his firstborn son Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Nadab, and Gidor, and Ahio, and Zachar. And Miklot begat Shemiah, and these also dwelt with their brethren in Jerusalem over against them. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merabbaal, and Merabbaal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were Python, and Melech, and Tariah, and Ahaz. And Mahaz begat Jehoiada, and Jehoiada begat Alamet, and Azmavet, and Zimri begat Moza. And Moza begat Biniah, Rapha was his son, Eliash his son, Azael his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these, Azekim, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. And the sons of Ishak his brother were Ulam his firstborn, Jehush the second, and Eliphelet the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons, and sons, 150. All these are the sons of Benjamin.
Thank you, Rabbi. Now for our New Testament reading, Abbot Babbitt will be reading Acts 27, verses 1 through 20.
Since we seem to be copying one another's introductory styles, Hello once again. What we got here is we are reading Acts 27:1. When it was decided that we would sail for Italy, Paul and some other prisoners were handed over to a centurion named Julius, who belonged to the Imperial Regiment. We boarded a ship from Adramyttium, about to sail for ports along the coast of the province of Asia, and we put out to sea. Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica, was with us. The next day we landed at Sidon, and Julius, in kindness to Paul, allowed him to go to his friends, so they might provide for his needs. From there we put out to sea again, and passed to the lee of Cyprus, because the winds were against us. When we had sailed across the open sea off the coast of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we landed at Myra in Lycia. There the centurion found an Alexandrian ship sailing for Italy, and put us on board. We made slow headway for many days, and had difficulty arriving off Cnidus. When the wind did not allow us to hold our course, we sailed toward the lee of Crete, opposite Salmone. We moved along the coast with difficulty, and came to a place called Fair Havens, near the town of Lassia. Much time had been lost, and sailing had already become dangerous, because by now it was after the fast. So Paul warned them, "Men, I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great loss to ship and cargo, and to our own lives also." But the centurion, instead of listening to what Paul said, followed the advice of the pilot and the owner of the ship. Since the harbour was unsuitable to winter in, the majority decided that we should sail on, hoping to reach Phoenix and winter there. This was a harbour in Crete, facing both southwest and northwest. When a gentle south wind began to blow, they thought they had obtained what they wanted, so they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force, called the Northeaster, swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm, and could not head into the wind, so we gave way to it and were driven along. As we passed to the lee of a small island called Corda, we were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure. When the men had hoisted it aboard, they passed ropes under the ship itself to hold it together. Fearing that they would run aground on the sandbars of Syrtis, they lowered the sea anchor and let the ship be driven along. We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved.
Thank you, Abbot. And now, Brother Caduceus will be reading Psalm 7.
I want to swap introductions too. Our psalm for this morning is Psalm number 7. Shigion of David, when he sang unto the Lord, concerning the words of Cush the Benjamite, "O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul, and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth, and lay mine honour in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defence is of God, which saveth the heart of the upright. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he will turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit, and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate.
I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
Thank you, Caduceus. And now for today's proverb, 18:22. Now, Caduceus doesn't have an introduction, so where does that leave me? Oh, wait, I know what to do. A proverb of King Solomon. When he was composing proverbs for the chief musicians and priests on Neginoth, according to the tune Lilies of the Field, a proverb of ascents.
All right, get on with the proverb already.
Oh, right. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.